The City of St John's new Common Council was officially sworn in at a ceremony on the evening of Monday, June 1st. The local elections, which took place on May 11th, saw incumbent Mayor Donna Reardon and three of the previous council members re-elected in St John. However, seven of the councillors elect across the four wards of the city and at large were new to the council. The swearing-in ceremony was overseen by Chief Administrative Officer, CAO, Ian Fogan, who was just appointed in March 2026. All 10 councillors were sworn in following the reinstallment of Mayor Donna Reardon, who later spoke about her hopes for the work of the new council.
We are gathered here for an important moment in our community as we officially swear in the mayor and the members of Common Council for this new term of office. This occasion marks a commitment to public service, to responsible leadership, and to the community they are privileged to represent. Whether newly elected or returning to office, each member taking the oath tonight has earned the trust of residents and accepts the responsibility that comes with that trust. Municipal government plays a vital role in shaping the everyday lives of our residents, from community planning and infrastructure to recreation, public safety, and other local services. The work of council touches every corner of our community. The individuals being sworn in tonight have accepted the responsibility to serve with integrity, accountability, and dedication to the public interest. To all those taking office tonight, congratulations on earning the confidence of the community. We thank you for your willingness to serve and for the leadership you are about to undertake. I would like to invite the city clerk, Jonathan Taylor, to go to the podium to begin administering the oath of office. We will begin the swearing in by inviting Her Worship, Mayor Donna Node Reardon, to the podium.
I, Donna Elaine Node Reardon of the City of St. John, swear that I am, to the best of my knowledge and belief, qualified for the office of mayor for the local government of St. John, to which office I have been elected. I accept the office of mayor to which I've been elected. I will diligently, faithfully, and impartially discharge to the best of my ability the duties of the office as may be imposed on me by law. And I will follow the code of conduct established by a bylaw of the local government, so help me God.
On behalf of the City of St. John, I would like to extend congratulations once again to the mayor and members of council. We wish each of you success as you undertake the important work of serving our community. This evening has been a meaningful reminder that municipal government is built upon public trust, civic participation, and a shared commitment to the future of our municipality. The oath taken tonight represents not only legal responsibility, but also a promise to serve residents with integrity, respect, and dedication. We look forward to the work ahead and to a productive and positive term in our municipality.
To everyone here who ran in the elections, I appreciate and I admire your courage and your bravery to run for Common Council. It's a big job, and I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you to the electorate who has elected this amazing team for me as well. I think we have a very strong team. I think you're going to see a lot of work. What I like about this team and what I like about everybody when they were running for these offices was that there's no one here that wants to tear apart what we've done. They want to continue to build on what we've done, and that's really the secret of moving forward for anyone. I've been on three other councils. We've all moved work forward, and we've built. One council builds on the next council, which builds on the next council and the strengths of those councils. So it's a real evolution. I think we all understand that it certainly is a gift to be offered this privilege by the citizens of St. John, and we don't take it lightly. We know it's a lot of work, and we're ready to get that work done. What you have here is you have a team of change makers as we go forward. We're going to rock this city, so buckle your seatbelts. Thank you. Okay.
Following the address from the mayor and remarks from the newly elected councillors, the evening's Common Council meeting also involved the election of deputy mayor.
I have a fantastic team, and I'm going to ask for historically we've had one deputy mayor over the 4 years. I'm going to ask for a suspension of the procedural bylaw, and I'd like to ask Councillor John McKenzie to be the deputy for the first 2 years of the term, and I'd like to ask Councillor Sullivan to be the deputy for the second 2 years of the term. Thank you, team. Appreciate it. Come on in. Congratulations.
The audio was taken from the recording of the meeting on the City of St. John YouTube channel. If you have a tip, an idea, or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact Local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Iona Co for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.